right, so let's look here at the beginning. Some more in Yonim having to do with Nikvaos. I don't have to emphasize the importance of Nikvaos here. In fact, once we get into the Shir, I discovered an interesting letter from a Vav that was originally in Santiago, Chile. There must have been a Hungarian Vav, but he's later in Brooklyn. So this goes back to 1980. So I have the letter, I see. It wasn't addressed to me. It's just like a public statement and so forth, which talks about the problems of mikvos, where you have to use certain means to get the water for it, let's say, where there's no rain or anything like that. So we'll see about that. So let's look here on the first Indian that we'll talk about is a problem that is raised in having a mikveh, and put this out.
Thank you.
Is this Shaila, which is brought up of Nisenshaw and Nipotshaw. Let's look here, the marker of this whole Indian, whether it's considered a problem or not, that the Machlekes and the Rishonim, how they're going, how they paskin and all what's found in contrast in the Shulchan Aruch. We're looking at the Mishnayos, Nikvos, Perig Zion, Mishnah Beis. And actually it's the last few lines of that Mishnah that are directly negated to us, but we'll run through the first part. Elo Pesing Velo Malim. In other words, there's sometimes something that passes a mikveh and it cannot be added to fill the shear of a mikveh. You have to have mem soil, you have to have the proper liquid. I'm using the term liquid. Mainly has to be water, but there's some things that get into the water that will passel it, but they can't be used to be mamala the shear. Ale pasling, in fact, many times, when there's a ovel, they learn this is part of that they have shiurim, that they eat their mishnayas for the ovel to say kaddish, which in general is a shayla, no, that's all of aging. Then like he's saying, if the ovel is also the Talmud Torah, so why you're saying is that he should listen to that there. That's not in the inyanim of Avelis. If they were learning Avelis, so then you could do that. But that's a different problem. That mostly comes through Al Pi Kabbalah and Hasidim. Now, Eil Pesim Velo Malim, Hamayim Bein Tmeim Bein Teherim, whether the water is Tomei or whether it's Torah, Make Vashim, where Nekwas means the water from preserves, you know, you put something in jars and you preserve that, and that water contains a mixture of probably of the vegetable of the fruit. Vamei Sholkis, or the water from cooking. Vahat Tamad. Tamad would be that which is like mead or so, you know, where they used to take the residual aspects of the grapes and the peels, and they used to soak it in water, and they used to have a drink out of that. Yeah. Tumet. Achelo hichmit, before it became vinegar. Achelo hichmit. Ketza now. Ketza pesim ilo malin. How does it pass on that, and it doesn't complete, does not complement the shear? Mikvah yesh bo abon sor chaser kurtov. Let's say there's a mikvah that is 40 sores, but it's missing. Kortov means just a drop. It doesn't have the full 40 sores. Mm-hmm. Now what happens? Benofo mehem kortov l'seichos. One of these ingredients that he mentioned before, one of these mixtures or these beverages, these liquids, fell into there to complement it. So he says the following. Velo he'aleo. And it doesn't complement because you have to have water. So it's peislo, v'gimelu, it will passel it. If three lugin of that comes in, avol shar hamashkin, any other mashkin, umei peyus, the hatsir, many times refers to fish, the fish chowder, you know, you say fish yoyach, whatever it is, the murais, that's a brine, the hatomad, mishehichmet, when it already became vinegar, pamayim malim, napamim malim, napamim shena malim. Sometimes it adds, in other words, it completes the shear, sometimes it does not. And then he says, mikveh, ketzah, mikveh, shesh, bo, aboim, sor, choser, achas. It has 40 sores, missing one sore. Nofel, sor, l'seichel, sor, mehem, velo, herleo, and one of the sore fell in to fill it to the 40, and he didn't pull out anything. Oyebo, mem, sor, nosan, sor, v'notel, sor, harezeh, kosher. Now, the last part is what we were going to focus on. If there's a mikvah of 40 saws, and he puts in a saw, let's say of water, and then he takes out a saw, harezeh kosher. We say it's kosher. Although, ultimately, if you're going to keep doing that, the water is going to be exchanged, you're going to end up, because what does he mean, nosan saw? A saw of mayim shuvim. Remember, you can't make a mikvah out of mayim shuvim, left from a bucket or so forth, from a cable. But if a mikvah already has 40 saws, we already learned that you can pour a mayim shuvim into a mikvah, and it does not possible as long as it has the original shear. That's the klal. One of the inyanim of zriya is you have, for example, a mikveh of mei geshamim, of kosher water, of memsor, and then you want to have the city water come into it, which is mayim, basically mayim shuvim, so they have pipe will go right into that zriya, and it becomes kosher. It kashes the water, it becomes in, it becomes bottled there. That's a maisa of zriya. Not directly opposed, some say it's intertwined, we learned that last week, that it's as opposed to some having hashaka, where you don't have zviya, you just have two adjoining beiros, one is a borosh of meg shomim, the other one is mayim shuvim, you have a whole kishrofer, nekev shofoferos hanood, and once they're connected, the hashaka, just a hairline amount, connects that. So the water, the adjoining, the place where you want a table in, can become kosher because of the hashaka. So here he's talking about keep putting in nice and sore, the natal sore, though ultimately it will change. Now take a look, I just underlined in the Rash quickly, in the Pshat, Pami Marvin, Kidim Aphorish, Yesh bo aboim saw mayim shayim, the nosim bo saw may peiros. Let's say may peiros, juice, whatever it is. V'anakar notel mimenu saw b'tahulis mayim. From this mixture is me and may peiros b'yachad. There's peiros got mixed into her. Is the harei kol asor shel may peiros mashlim es hamikveh. It completes the mikveh b'tahulis mayim. Because when you take it out, the mepeiros is part of that which is mixed in, and that's what he's trying to tell us over here. Well, mepeiros biyachad, I call asor shel mepeiros mashim es hamikveh, v'lo nechser mimenu kiim echod miaboyim v'echod. Because when he puts in a saw, you have 41 saws over there. Mm-hmm. 41 saw. Now, if you remove something out, if you take a saw out, you still have mem saw, still kosher.
It says in Mishnah, chaser achas.
What?
It says, ketad, mikvah sheyesh bo arba'im saw, chaser achas.
What he's saying here, he starts out by saying that is,
before,
it has to be, he's talking what the Rashi is saying here, that is, velo nechsa mimenu ki'im, echod mi'arboim mi'echod, one out of 41, after you add it. The fi cheshmer, according to, according to the cheshmer. It was so perik ha'orel, and now we're going to see that, amrinin, he refers to a gemara in Yevamos, we're going to see that in the next sheet, amrinin, the kosher ad hubo. And until, in other words, you can keep putting in a saw, one after another, from mayim, obviously from mayim shuvim, let's talk about mayim shuvim, and if a saw keeps coming out until it's a wave, when you get past the rave, ultimately you'll end up with the whole mikveh becoming Mayim Shuvim. So that, the way the Rashi is learning, is going to be possible. It's going to be possible. So the question is whether it's a Deraisa or a Bar. But let's look at sheet number 2. So this Gemara, which actually is an explanation of that, and that's where there's a Machlekes Rishonim, how to learn into the Gemara here when it talks about Adruba. Now look there, this is Yevamos, Pei Beis Omid Beis, that's sheet number 2. There where it says, V'hotnan, look where I have it underlined, V'hotnan, Mikveh, Sheyeshbo Avoyim Soa Mechuvonos, exactly 40 Soa. So if you stop right then and there, it's a kosher mikveh. Dosan Soa, now he takes and pours a soa in. He doesn't say what he pours in. We would say stam, it's water. But we'll see a little bit different shortly. Nosan saw the notal source kosher. The Omer of Yehuda, Bashila, Omer of Asir, Omer of Yechanan, Ad Rubo, up to the roiv of Yehu can keep pouring in. Ad Rubo. My love in the Shtaya Rubo, so what's the pshat? Meaning that there has to be a rove remaining. Lo, the Lo Nishkal Rubo. Don't take out a rave from it. That's what the important thing. It should not be chosur the rave. That's the chazar. So, Pashtus is talking about, he's talking about water over here. So we see that nice and sore, the knuckle sore, is only good up to a rave. That's what the Rash on the Mishnah says, quoting this Gemara. But look, you'll see Rashi, hear what Rashi brings and what Rabbeinu Tam says. Nosan saw v'noto saw kosher. Gabeshar mashkim ume peros. We're talking about not water. We're talking about mashkin ume peros. Now, if you stop right then and there, you learn pshat. The way the Gemara is learning nosan saw v'noto saw ad rubo is only, which is a chumrah, which we're being machmer up to a rave, may peros is good. But once you get to the rave, it's going to be possum. What about water? There seems to be no restriction. That's the point that's going to be here. Whether it's, I'm talking about mayim or may peros. But this is what he's saying. And that's what he's telling. But Thomas, Shehich Mitzkoi B'Mesechta Mikvos, because in the Mishnah, remember the Mishnah Mikvos mentioned all of those different mashkos. The Ashmin and the Apple gav the chos of a notal. The Ikel Amemer or Chosalei Mikvah. Shehasor Hazos Ein Mashlintai. It doesn't complete it. She'ein Huyel and Mikvah, it's not Huy. But of course, for example, if you make a mikvah out of eight pavers, you can't table in it.
Why not?
That's not water. It's not a din water. It doesn't have a din mayim.
Even though if it mashke,
it doesn't matter if it's mayim. Well, both of it's yayin.
Yeah.
Mayim is a ganz feiner mashke. You know, can't do it. Just keep your mouth closed when you go in there.
That's not what the mikveh.
But that's the point. It's a mashke, but it's not
the mayim.
This is a question over here. In other words, the Shem Mayim is very important. We'll see how it plays a role in other categories of mikvahs.
And I'm not understanding the hapa, meaning even by Mayim Shuvit, forget about Mei Peros.
Yeah.
Where do you have, as long as you have Mem Saw, whatever, it always has a cheskas of...
Yeah, would be kosher. So Pashtus says, Nosan Saw, but not Saw is kosher if it's Mayim.
No, but even...
So the problem
is... How does Rubo even apply?
You're not measuring it.
It's one by one.
Ultimately,
it's all Mayim.
But remember this. In the course of time, if you keep doing that you're exchanging the water. And what's coming in there is going to be a wave of original Mayim Shiuvim, as opposed to that which was there before, was, let's say, Meg Shumim, for example. That's not Mayim Shiuvim. So that might be the approach, and that will be the approach of some of the Shainim. We'll say that. That's the point. Now, let's take a look further there in the Rashi, the rest of this.
It's almost like a chayz of the near kind of.
Well, that some use that expression. Yeah, nice. He said, "Make pay the Thomas Shah Hikmits, Koibim, Sentim, of course, Vashmin Abagav, the Chosel, and not Likal, and Namer, for Chosel, and Nikva. Shasor, Hazos, and Mashlim, the Shane, Huil, and Nikva, Philihori, Kosher, the Mechiyor, Viligabe, Botale. Vahavalu, Aboyim, the Chad, it's 41. Kulam, Huim. So now, he's going step by step, Rashi. Vichishokal, Chatsor, you take out a saw after you put in the mixture. Kosher Aboyim, there's 40 remaining, so that's good. Avul Ibchalo, but the opposite, no. The Chinotel saw Bereshit. But supposing you take out the saw first. So now, right now, you have a Pusul of Mikvah.
Oh.
That's what he's telling us. That's why Nosan has to be first.
Right, right.
You say, Avul, if that's what he's telling us. Chinotel saw Bereshit Chosele. The other male have a mikvah chosur, the mashim halolu, because the Mishnah says, a mashlimim. You can't be mashlim a mikvah chosur with these mashim.
Right.
It's a mikvah.
Right.
Whereas when it's a full mikvah,
right,
and you put some of this in there, it becomes bottle. That's a bottle. So, however,
if it's bottle, what do you, in other words, when you're nosan, forget about another word, you're nosan,
yeah,
you add, whether it's made payroll, so certainly,
Mayim
Sheuvit. So you got 40, you add nosan, you have 41 of Mayim Gishamim, you know, Chayim, etc.
Well, yeah, I have 41.
The Sheuvim, or whatever it is bottle.
Come, that's right,
41.
That's right.
So how is it,
yeah,
how
but
you get to
made payroll, but if you get made payroll,
that's a reality.
That's going to be up to Ubo. That's the way you're going to learn shot. But others who are learning that it's not just made payers, that any water coming in there, because, and we'll see later, we'll see soon a rush with a Rambam, what they're thinking is.
Okay.
Which is some possible adhuva when it comes to water. And we'll see an explanation. The rush has,
the rush
has kashas on the Rambam. The rush,
okay.
We'll see the rush, we'll write the text of the rush shortly.
Okay.
Now, in this tesis, actually, it's the main thing is that the Rabbeinu Tam actually is it says it only has to do with May Peiros. Here the Gemara, here the tesis is only talking about the amount of Mayim Shuvim in general, but mainly it's talking about May Peiros.
Right.
Now, just like Rashi said, Rashi's learning to May Peiros, Rabbeinu Tam is going to say the same thing. Now, let's go to the Rosh.
They all call it Shiva, the Rabbanan, so it's
well,
the
yeah,
Rosh,
but the main Rashi thing is, because the whole problem is another problem. We learned last week, when it comes to Mayim Shiuvim, there's a lot of machlekesin about the Reis and the Rabbanan. Now, there's a Gemara in Bava Basra, which says, Mepurish, it seems to say that Mayim Shiuvim is the Rabbanan. But supposing it's Kulo Shov, if it's completely a mikvah of Mayim Shuvim, some say that's a d'raisa. If it's some Mayim Shuvim comes in there and it becomes butl, it doesn't matter. There's a din of bitl, even if you go up to Rubo, but Kulo Shuv is going to be that plays a role over here. But let's look at number that the Rosh read there.
And isn't it also a sequence, a crucial, Nosan before Nuttel?
Well, of course, once Nuttel, you don't have the shear.
So how could it ever even be Kulo or Rubo if there's bottle and you always have a robe initially,
no,
yeah,
many,
well, we've got to see.
You have Memsaw, you have Memsaw of Kshayin,
listen, you have, if it keeps coming bottle and bottle and bottle, there's no
right
problem.
Right.
I mean, that the logic is good.
Right.
But we'll see. Others say that it's going to be usher. And the question is, how do we explain that?
Oh,
now,
right,
if you'll take a look here in the...
Okay.
Let's see the rush. See, the rush, this rush, at the end of Masechta Nida, the rush, just like he has in every Masechta that is practical, he brings down either Rav Alphus, and he brings down other Rishonim, and he brings up Sar. Mevdil, the Rosh, is one of the great Gedolei Paskim of Rishonim. He's one of the three, what you would call the Beis Yosef, uses the three Rav Alphus, the Rambam, and the Rosh, two out of three Paskins like that all the time.
Right, right, right.
but the rush is a major factor. So here the rush at the end of the Sechta Nida has a section, he calls Hilchas Mikvos. He's dealing, and he selects from all over Shas and from the Mishnayos, the dinim that are appropriate, the halacha lemaisa dealing with Mikvos. So take a look here, this rush. In Yeshbo Arboim Saw, let's say you have a mikveh that has Arboim Saw, Mamala Bekosef, V'Nesan L'Seichai. Achim, now he's talking about a mikveh that changes color. Now Shinu Mara passes a mikveh. Right. You have a whole sugi in the beginning of Masechta Makos that talks about it, where wine fell in and other things changed. Shinu Mara is going to passel a mikveh. So here he's saying Yeshbo Aboim Saw Mamala Bekosef, which is Mayim Shuvim. But where his shoulders, you know, takes a bucket, throws it in. V'Nesan L'Seir Achi Yavza Mareim L'Marei Mayim. Being Yeshbo Abo. Now then he says like this: L'Marei Mayim V'Tanya Nami V'Tosefta Perik Beis the Mikvos Shtei Mikvos Echad Yeshbo Aboim Saw V'Echad Einbo V'Noflo Shleisha Lugin Mayim Sheuvin L'Echad Mehem Ani Omer. It's a shayla, where did it go? And the Yom HaLotev Shal Arboim Nofel. That it fell in, although we really don't know, but this is a case where the Gemara uses a concept, the Chazal, Shani Omer. They use the same concept by Tuma, or so forth.
Right.
Like where there's one Kalkola of Pevas that was not, no Tuma was taken, one that was, and here is two Kalkolas, one of Tevel and one of Tuma. So they fell out from these the baskets into these two other baskets. So the Chazal say Shani Eimer that Tuma Nofel betor Tuma and the Tevel fell into Tevel. It didn't get mixed up. So they say the same because it's all the Rabban. The Avlo Araya Svarehu Dohor Bahashoka. Now look at the interesting language. Remember we discussed whether Hashoka has a Tam Zri or not. Look how the Rosh says it. Rashi even says it too. In Beitza uses it seems to mix them together. Hashoka the Shamayim Zruyim. And here the Rosh uses the same thing. Nasu Zruyim Lihitoyer Mitumosa. You're Mimataret. Same thing for Tvila. In other words, not only are we koshering the water, that it shouldn't be Tomei if you have a problem of Tumah V'Tahara, that's the way it is in the context there, Masechta Beitza. And here also the same, and it's also for Tvila. It takes away the Din Shuvi. This is the Gemara that we just looked at in Yevamos. He said, Mikvah Sheyeshbo Aboim Sor. Nosan Sor and Nokal Sor Kosher Ad Rubai. Abo Tvemi Rubo Lo Rabbeinu Tamzal Muki Lo B'mei Peiros. We're not talking about water. We're talking about Mei Peiros. Mei Peiros Tana Lo B'Peiros Shvi'i Mikvos. Diktoni Hossam. He quotes the Mishnah that we just learned. Abo Shar Mashkin Mei Peiros Pami Malin Pami Malin Ketzer Mikvos Yesh Bo Aboim Sor Chosar Achas Nofer Em Sor L'Seichem Lo helu, that does not complement that he should have mem saw. Boya boa boyim saw. Nosan saw, but not the saw kosher. Vahom a farish, but peg or dapka ad rubo. That's talking about me peyrus. Avo bamayim sheuvim, ain a nipsoli olam. See? Very clear. That's Rashi Shita, that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita, and the Rosh is masking with this.
Logical.
Now, he comes...
But then, on the other hand, you would have only Mayim
Shuvim. You would end up ultimately, but it doesn't matter.
What is Mayim Shuvim?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's a physical reality.
Right. But it doesn't matter.
It's the halacha that determines whether it's Shuvim or...
But he's saying that it would not...
It's not
compromised
children.
It doesn't compromise the original mem saw
right.
That was there.
That's
a logical. Although if you could say logically and metzias it changed, the change is bottled. That's it.
And you can't determine a change with Mayim.
Now, however, We have a problem with a Rambam. The Rosh, of course, is Rambam. Now look what he says. Rambam zal kosav, perik dalet nehilus mikvos, mikva sheyesh bo aboim so mayim, she'enam she'uvim. You know, it's a kosher of mikva. V'shor v'kad, v'shofat l'socho, kol ayom kulo, hareze kosher, the kosher mikva, how is that kosher?
Right.
Mikvah sheeshbo aboim so mechuvanos, very exact, and the nosan l'sercho so mayim sheuvim, the arakach noto mimeno so, harei ze kosher, v'chein nesan so, v'netol so, v'hu kosher went. Now, if he would have stopped right then and there, it would be good.
Right, right.
But he doesn't. But Rambam says it, he's like going to that Gemara. Well, because the Gemara meant the Mishnah doesn't say ad hubo, the who, he writes, who kosher ad hubo, who to go up to muim,
right,
he's saying. Mitila kosher, kevin sheesh bo aboim, so mamala because of a shevet, kola yeh, apo pisha rabi mol of mayim shuvim is still kosher. Though ultimately there'll be more mayim shuvim than mitzias right. in there that got mixed up, that came back. V'lova yivso v'nosan so v'neikul so v'yeser mirubo v'ein loyme dohod amasha b'reisha m'shum d'yesh b'mikva mem so mayim k'shevim hilke reina nivso b'revias mayim k'sulim ava v'nesan so v'neikul so shalo nishu b'mikva mem so mayim k'shevim. So maybe that's why. So the Rosh Hevi Efsho shalo yito. Because it's impossible, if you take from the kshem, you have less than mem saw. That's what he wants to say.
The entire myth, will not
matter. Yeah. The ho'iyo gufe, now this is his time in the Rambam, ho'iyo gufe koso mikva elyo. If you have two adjoining mikvos, and one on incline, Sheyeshbo mem saw mayim shaving, v'roya mamala bekele v'noisan l'seichay, at sheyirbo hamayim, it overflows, v'yerdu, it goes down, l'tachton mem saw, hari atachton kosher, v'gama elyon hu kosher, apa pisha b'kol echad mehem reiv mayim sheuvim, v'ein b'shneim ela mem saw mayim shaving. Between two, there's only originally 40 saws of mayim shaving. So, in other words, you have lined up the Rosh on the side of the Rabbeinu Tam, and the same thing with Rashi. Rashi, the way Rashi learns it. Rabbi Shapiros, Rabbeinu Tam, v'chmiru chachomim. So why did Rachomim machma b'mei peiros? V'chmiru b'mei peiros. He's saying, v'chmiru l'tvila klau. The mikvah mayim seed, hilka posel beuva. So it's a rave, they posel it.
That's
what they want to do. That's the sheet.
Theoretically undo juice. Yeah. Water is water.
So that's the sheet of nice and sore, the natal sore. Now, it so happens that the Beis Yosef, wants to explain the Rambam, although I was not able to run off that part, though the Beis Yosef that I ran off contains some of the discussion about the Neitel Sor, but it doesn't have that part of the Beis Yosef in this year. It just brings some of the meaning of my improving and so forth. But the part that I have is that I wrote down in my notes from the Beis Yosef, where in Simon Reish Aleph, that's in the on the tour, of course, he wants to answer, give a teretz for the Rambam, and here's what he writes: the near the Efshel Leimer Shatamo Shel Rambam Zal the Medina Mishrei Shorei Bechol Gavne. It's really mutter, no question, it's mutter. Alahecha. The Nosan saw the other ways of the Beis Yosef, who also is the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam himself, always tries to answer the Rambams. So he's saying the Nosan saw the Notal saw he have a rubo or hetsho is mirze lehu, it looks like. Now the people see that you keep putting more, putting bucket after bucket into the mikveh, and then you're removing, taking some out, although you're always keeping mem saw in there. To some people, they'll say, hey, ultimately, this is going to be a mikveh mayim shuvim. So what do we have to do it this way? Let's just have a pool of mayim shuvim. That's where he wants to explain that. In other words, he wants to say that the Rambam's deen is not really opposed in principle to the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, but it's just even, he wants to say that it's Bemzeh, that it's a Gzeirah. That's a Maris Ayin. That's what he said. Here's his language. V'nichnasu tachta mashuvim v'yavoo l'hachshir b'kulam shuvim l'gamri. V'lefiche gozubo mitnei maris ayin. But he's saying that when it comes to the question of the mikveh elyon, in that case, the mikveh tachton, which the Rosh has, there is no problem because that happens, it doesn't look that way. It comes from one mikveh to the other. So that we don't have to worry about changing whether it's a gzeira of mayim shuvim, but filling it up, nason saw, the natal saw, he says, that's the reason why they want to apostle it. What's that? Rambam apostles it. What?
What's the Reish Aleph?
That's Reish Aleph, but if you look in the Beis Yosef, it's actually a yam in there to find this particular excerpt in the Beis Yosef. At my tour at home, I was able to locate it, and I copied it in. But that's the main thing, that it looks hozily in shape. If that's the way the Beis Yosef wants to answer the Rambam over there, it should not be what we say an extreme machlekes. It's only a machlekes b'negeya whether geyser. So the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi are not geyser. The Rambam is geyser.
Rambam calls Mayim Shuvim Rabbonim.
What?
Mayim Shuvim Rambam calls Rabbonim.
That's right.
So it's not totally go machlekes.
Yeah, they're not totally in that machlekes. No, that's not. That's what I'm saying.
I thought maybe.
That's the point.
By the way, the Ani Omer, since you mentioned Rabbanan,
Shani
Omer is, but Truma is Daraisa, but there it's,
yeah, they
but
say
there
it's a,
yeah, yeah, but they were talking.
But it's okay because there it's a Meman of Shach, so it's not a
okay
problem.
If you have Meman of Shach on top of it.
But, well, there's some answers to the Gemara Shani Drosim that is Truma de Rabbanan, not a Daraisa. The question whether you can say Shani Omer. That's all. Anyhow, that's the point that he makes. Now, there's another thing there. The Beis Yosef does quote a Rashbatz, Reb Shimon ben Tzemo, we would call him the Tashbatz, one of the later Rishonim, the true of the Tashbatz. Kosa Betshuva, here's his language. Chedek Aleph Simin Yud Zayin, this is all in the Beis Yosef. Yesh Lochus Ledivei HaRaivet. Shekosov, remember the Raivet has a sefer, a classic sefer on Nidim, of course, Bali Nefesh, which has been reprinted. It's available. It's considered the exceptional sforim from the Rishonim and all of that. In fact, one of the other Rishonim says that the Divrei HaRaivet Keilu Misinai. You know, they use a very strong language. We'll see that shortly. Anyhow, Yesh Lachas the Divrei HaRaivet Shekosov the sefer Bali Nefesh. Where is that? In the Shar Hamayim, Omud Peches, the Heda de Ika b'mikvah Shir Kehachshevo, Su Yadavahoyehinu, Paisling b'shuvim. In other words, if there was the same sheer amount of shuvim as Mayim Kosher, we would not puzzle it. That's what he said. Mikol Mokum, Ichosu Mayim Ehem, is Pesulim, it's going to be puzzle. That's what he's saying. Because of Natal, Natal saw the Natal, Nathan saw the Natal saw. And the Raivet quotes this Gemara in Yevamos, that it's only that Tvei Meruba is possible. In other words, the Raivet is not learning like the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh, that it's talking about Mayim, that it's talking about Mei Peus. It's talking about that it's Mayim. And that's the Raivet. Should be kosher. Nevertheless, the Bein HaMachlekes. That's what the Tashbat says. And even the Shach in Yerodea is also, is Neita LaHachmir. Although the Mechaber himself says, Nation Sova Notal Sova is Kosher. That's what the Mechaber says. You know, in this part of the Shulchan Aruch that I ran off, it's an earlier part here.
What page is that?
What
page are you on?
Well, I'm looking now on the on page five. Page five. This is not the part. This is not the part because this is an earlier seat. I believe it's a Sif of Dalit, where the Mechaber paskins without any other comment, Nason Sov and Notal Sov is kosher. That's all. And the Shach is a little bit shaky about that. We'll see that. So that's the problem. So that's why by mikvos, when they build mikvos, and they want to be cheshish for the chumrah of Nason Sov and Notal Sov, which we see that many Rishonim they've learned pshat, there's no problem whatsoever. So they try to make the mikvah in such a way that the one on top of the other, so that the original water is kept by pressure in there, so it's, you're not always losing the water. There's always, and the, you have it with ashoka to the other mikvah. It's a whole asik of how they construct this. Generally, you have the main Eitzer, and you have like three Beiros, and one is regular, and one is the other one is on top of the other, and they're connected by a Nekev, by a hole that is in between, whether it's a flat board, which is a Shaila, is that they're considered Dover Mekabel Tumor or not, because is it considered Pshuta Klei Eitz or not, but even if it's a cement, and they're connected by that, so that retains the original water, so it's never lost, and it's also connected with Ashoka, with the main bowl. So it's all, the water basically remain. You don't have the chash of Nason Sor and the Nuttel Sor. That's the whole, that's the Indian of there. So now there's one other major thing about which there's a big controversy about. And that is, if you take a look here in the sheet number 5, which is the runoff of the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Aleph, now take a look there, Lamed. Ein She'iva, talking about Mayim She'uvim, which was always worried about. Remember, the Shash of Mayim She'uvim is all over the place. Even they're concerned sometimes how the pipes come into the mikveh. That there's a bend, or there's a place where there could be a collection of water that could be a shaila of a clay kibul, and then it's be mayim shuvim. The water came into a kalem, and so they're very careful how the water comes out. If it's let's say the catchment area is on the roof, how these pipes go down, or if somewhere along the line, if there's a water meter. If the water, before it comes into the mikveh, goes through the water meter has a certain catchment they talk about there that might be like a clay kibul. So again, you have a problem of mayim shuvim. So you want to stay away from all of that. Now, supposing here's the peladika thing, which gives a big eitzah in the construction of mikvahs in almost in any place. Now, first of all, she'iva, Posella, that's C plummet. Ein Shiva Posella Sella Bamayim. Avon Hashelig. Snow. Vahabur is hail. Vakfur is ice. Vahamelach salt. Vahateet. And that's mud. Shu Opsas. In other words, it's loose. It's mixed with water. It's, liquefied. That's what it's called. It's teat. He's saying, "Apili yeshbo rakas yechayin lavika mekele okeli, ein shiva poselas behem, shim shov mielu lemikva hachosa lo pislu." It's not going to be possible. Velo od Elafilo also call a mikvah mishelig o kfor o bovin shevio bekeli. Now even if he brought it in a keli, the also mehem mikvah is kosher. It's going to be kosher. So we see a big chiddush. Now what's the marker of this is the tesefta. It's not a mishnah, it's a tesefta from Taharis. That's where it's brought down. We'll see in a moment. Let's see what the Ramah says. He's talking about where it's snow. In other words, the person can have tevila b'shelik.
Right.
It's a pretty cold. So, they used to say the chassidi ashkenaz as a sense of mortification, of self, you know, of like malchus or so forth, tevling b'shelik. You know, that's a... They're not part of the polar bear club, you know, that go out. But this is Taylor and Michelle, that's brought down. That's something which, but he's talking about
Brighton Beach.
I'm doing it.
That's Brighton Beach.
But, that's what he's saying. But it, so the shell, it should be closely, it shouldn't be too loose. That's why Yamar Chocololo Tchila, make sure you have the shear. The shears of the shame, and so forth. The, and then he says, the way it is.
Right.
However, he says later, the yesh machmirin lipro b'chol eila, achi nemucha v'nashamaya. Wait till it melts. That's the way we conduct ourselves. V'tov lahachmir l'chatchila. In other words, where it becomes mayim. Meaning that when it becomes mayim, does not have a din of mayim sh'uvi.
Right.
Since because the way of looking at it, since this Mayim She'uvim became Shelig or ice, call it, let's use the term ice because that's the way it's been used in the most practical way, you know, for quite a while, for decades and decades, and then it's melted, so it doesn't, it's, the change is a permanent change.
Uh-huh.
That there was Gekasha, there were Mavkia, uh-huh. The Din She'uvim from that.
Right.
So the question, of course, is raised, what kind of ice or so forth? Is it, like Shelig is natural. Snow fell. But it would look what the Mechaber says, I feel a Bekeli. Even if you carry it in a Keli. Mm-hmm. If you carry it in a Keli, so it means that the Shelig, when you carry it in a Keli, didn't have a din of Mayim. Mm-hmm. It can't be called Mayim Shuvi.
Oh.
You dumped it into the mikvah. When it melted, it becomes mayim. It's a fresh water. It's as if it came rainfall, whatever it is. That's the chiddush. That's a special halacha. That's a special deal.
In the winter between 1948 and 49, that winter, they had a horrendous snowfall. And the snowfall was such that... where I lived in a two flat, enclosed yard, and there was about 2.5 feet at least of snow.
Right.
And I asked the
about the Willis Kalin.
And I was married in 1948,
yeah.
And Rosh Chodesh Elul. That winter, I was table all the Kalin in that
backyard. Yeah, right. That's brought in Pesach Shuv about Tfilas Kalin in Shelig. That's all, because it's not Mayim
Shuv.
What?
We don't feel for them.
Well, some people do. They do that. Of course, it's better to do it in a mikvah all the time. We're talking about. But that's you using the Shelig for Tfilas Kalin. And there's a whole lineage of Tfilas Kalin, the Aisha, the Rabbanan, what kind of Kalin. That has to be, that could be sorted out. But sometimes that's an Eitzah. But what we're talking about here is an Eitzah. Now, supposing the ice is not natural ice from a river, like river ice or so forth. Because some are machmer to this extent. Although the Mechaber says, I feel a bekeli, so some say that if you bring the ice or the shelig to the mikveh, it should be in a clay manukov, in a perforated keli. So it's not a dover, a mekabel tumah. So they actually, even icemen, when they used to cut the blocks of ice, they have like a, it's like a net, they lift a net. I mean, I grew up in the era of ice boxes, so they used to carry it up the second or third floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they carried it, like in a net or something. It was not in a caliph. So, but I'm saying, they were makfid on that, but. Well, what about artificial ice? the ice that these ice men came from a ice company, an ice factory. I know that where I lived in Newark, a few blocks down on one street, there was a big building. You could watch through the window how ice was an ice plant. These are ice plants, which after a while, when refrigeration natural came into the houses, they had to close up their business. They couldn't get by like this. The purveyors, the ice man, used to go there and buy big blocks of ice, and when he came to deliver it, you ask him, you want a 25-cent piece or you want a larger piece? It depends what kind of ice box you have. And he would carry it up and put it in. That's the way it worked. He would chip it with an ice pick all the time. So the question is whether Kfor Malachusis, artificial, that's called artificial, not natural, ice, since it's originally made with kaolin, you know, it has to go through a machine. It's machine made.
It never had.
And so, as if to say that it never had a natural, natural water, something like that. Is that good or not? So on that, there's a controversy. There's a machlekes. One of the big machmirim on artificial ice, he wrote, it was the famous Rosh Yeshiva in Rav. I mean, the Moshe Mordechai was Lobotka Rosh Yeshiva. But also officially, because many times you can challenge, well, what does the Rosh Yeshiva know about a law? But he officially was the Rav of Slobodka. Slobodka is the Forshtra, is a suburb of Kovna. So when anyone came, he came to Rosh Yeshiva of Knesset Yisrael, the Musa Yeshiva, so his rank was the Rav Veresh Masifta of Slobodka, just like the Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva of Elazin, the Rav of Elazin. That's why you have collections of tshuvas from the Netziv, and you have collections, Levush Mordechai, from Moshe Mordechai Epstein. Just like you have on Hashas.
Baruch HaLevi Epstein.
What?
That's
somebody different. I don't know whether they were related or not.
That's the
Baruch HaShulchan.
Not related?
Baruch HaShulchan was different. Baruch HaShulchan's name was Epstein.
Right.
And, I think Moshe Mordechai was not a Levi.
I don't think so.
Moshe Mordechai Epstein, he's from the family of all Gedolim. You heard of Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank and all, and Moshe Mordechai Epstein. They were all like brothers-in-laws and so forth. I think Moshe Mordechai Epstein was married to a sister of Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank, and also Rav Sheftel Kramer, was the father-in-law of Rav Ruderman. And there's also, it's all from one family. And Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer was also that. All this illustrious mishpacha. All of them are all intertwined. Anyhow, Rav Moshe Mordechai wrote a tshuva which was first printed in the Hapardes here in Chicago in the journal. And later was put into Sefer where he assert the Kfor Malachusis. In fact, in the Rav Telushkin Sefer, he brings that down, and many people were masig, opposed this chumrah, that he said that you can't use it. That's what he writes here, for example, here's the way he describes it, very simply. Yesh migdele achreinim she'osu mikvah mikerech malachusi. The Kaven Shu Nishavaya De Kaven Kaidam Shehiglidu. In other words, it was before and originally. Am Nipsalu below Yiskasher Od. Ukaperish Aleph Aleph Smog. In other words, when the smog, which daily was shown in the Sefer Mitzvahs, you know, the smog, there are two pshatim in the din of Mikvah Shov Shehiglidu that became ice. One pshat is, when it says kosher lihi kovos, which means it's kosher, to take the heinu shemuta lahesif aleim mem sog shaving, velo nifsula b'shiuvin kisheiglido. And he said it doesn't become posel, mishum das hashiltos, the shuvim shem shichu kula. If you run maim shiuvim in general on karka before it falls into the mikveh, it kashes it. There's a din of shiur because the when it touches the karka, it's like mataria. It takes it away from shiva. There's lo mila velo mila. In other words, lo mila velo parcellus. Begam gluten. So therefore, when it becomes ice, is pasri, when it melts, dinam kamo hamshocha has the same din of abshocha. But in hamshocha, there's a certain control. It's not completely a heter. Now, mayim agludim omnam lo nifsulu avalomali. In other words, they can't be used to be part of the shear. That's the whole point. That's one shita. V'lechein tzor likovus aleim mayim memsor ksheri. In other words, as opposed to normal, let's say if you have a empty mikveh, and you put in three lugim, mayim sheuvim, regular mayim sheuvim, and you pour water into it, the mikveh is going to be puzzled. Because you can't have in the beginning gimalugi mayim psulim. But if, according to that shot in the smog, if you put ice in there, and then you put the regular water, kosher water in there, it's not going to puzzle it. But you can't use that, according to that shot, you can't use a mikvah of complete ice even after it melts. Then there's another shot, which is the main shot of most paskim, is that once it becomes hugla, it becomes ice, it removes the she'iva completely.
Right.
And therefore it's like regular mayim, in other words, my made shumming, you can table in it. So
that's only natural.
So the Moshe Mordechai ups the view, and that's where he has a very good hesber on that, here of Telushin Sefer Taras HaMayim, these masber, they may follow that shita, that it's not going to be good enough to be machshir a mikvah if you make it out of kfar malachusis.
Right.
And there were some other achrenim that followed that shita, but most of them oppose it. What is unusual is that there's a famous pesik into the 20th century, the Divrei Malkiel, Malkiel Tenenbaum Zal, the Lomzerov, Shilas and Shuvas, who has their Shuvas in Kol HaTorah Kula, and especially American Rabbanim, wrote to him from America. One of them was a Rebbe of mine when he was a Rav in Glasgow, Scotland. Rav Mendelssohn of Newark was originally, before he came to America, was a Rav in Glasgow. You know, he was a literature, he came from Latvia, but he wrote the Shaila to Rav Malkiel Tenenbaum. He was a world famous person. Rav Leventhal of Philadelphia wrote a Shaila to him about a get or something. So he answered them all. So the Divrei Malkiel is mater for Malachusis. He writes to a Rav in Paris over there, and he compliments him that he's not looking for chumras. We have to be make it possible for people to have a kosher mikvah. That's what you write. What's strange, and Rav Delushka makes notice, if you look in the Divrei Malkiel, he's mekel. But the Dark Etshuva, when he quotes the Divrei Malkiel, he writes that he's machmer. That's what Rav Delushka says. He's has a pella on him. That's what he tells. He says, O Pliya Gedela, Matsosi the Dark Etshuva.
Munkasha?
Yeah, that's a munkacha.
It's the minchas
I mean, the father was Reb Hirsch. His name, and the family name was Rabinowitz. His name, the munkacha used the name Shapiro. It's the same Geza, anyhow. But whatever it is, the father was the one that put together the Dark Etshuva, the first three halakim. But Anita Mikvos, there's the Maseira, that was done by the minchas alozer. By Reb Chaim Elazar Shapiro. Also, a Gaon, these are G'dalim. But what's strange, that's what he writes. He says, this, Kuf Meshehevi B'Shem Divi Malkiel, Chelik Gimel Simon, if you want to look it up, Simon Samach Zion, and he says in Samach Hes, Lahachmir Beker Shanasa Ayade Mechain. In other words, machine ice. He says, Uve Emes Adarab, B'Divi Malkiel Sham Neita Lahatir. He goes the other way. That's a strange thing. So who knows what happened over there? Because I don't think that he was dishonest endure that. Maybe you might have had somebody else copying something. Many times, people, someone